Good morning again, my friends. This is David Saul from Beholding His Glory, and yes, you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCB Radio. Now, more this week as we continue to look at all things are out from God. But now, when the Bible says all, my friend, it means all. And not some or a few, all means all. So, too, is with our walk with God, that all things, the good things and even the bad things, are out from God, or by God's hands. Now, a lot of people today would dispute me on this statement, saying God only brings good things into our lives, but not so, my friend. In Isaiah 45:7, we read that I, God, form the life, all of the good and warm and fuzzy things, and create evil, all of the bad things in our life. I, God, make peace, the good things, and create evil, the bad things. I, God, the Lord, do all of these things. Wow. Sounds clear to me. God is the creator of not only the earth and the stars and space and mankind, but of all things. And now this is a vital truth that we must come to settle in our heart and our minds and our thoughts before that we can move on in God. If not, then we will constantly be blaming people or worse, Satan, for it, the things that God has allowed into our lives so that we can begin to learn the lessons of life that God desires to teach us so that we can grow in the grace and the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. If, the most important word in the Bible, as I said, if not, then we will never be able to come to the understanding of the importance of abiding in Christ. Now, my friend, listen close. Either we will abide in Christ or we will abide in the world. Wow, we will either abide in Christ or we will abide in the world. In whom we abide has direct spiritual consequences for our walk with God today and for the ages to come. It is simple, either we go towards the things of God or we go towards the things of Satan in this world. This is our choice. If we choose Satan and the world for a season, we will find gratification and pleasure, but quickly end in loss and destruction and death. But if we are in Christ, then we will find purpose and fulfillment in life, the life of God. Now, not the human life that we think of, oh no, but the Zoe life, the life of God. And that only comes by us abiding in Christ. And why? Well, if we are in Christ, and Christ is in us. Let me say that again. If we are in Christ, and Christ is in us, then all things that are in Him is from out of God as the source. Thus, this tells us who ought to be the source of all things for the believer. That's right, Christ. Remember, He, Christ, is the vine and we are the branches. This is what Jesus was saying in John 15:4. Abide in me. And in John 15:5, well, without me, you can do nothing. Now, it's obvious people can do plenty of earthly things outside of Christ. And just look at the things man has said and done outside of God. Sadly, millions of pages of books are written with words not of God. Millions of movies clog up the airways of ungodly things, not fit for the viewing of man's eyes. Oh yes, man can reach out his hands and put his hands to work in achieving great things, building tall structures, beautiful paintings. The list goes on and on. But it is just that man, outside of God, can do nothing that is God's will or that is eternal. Indeed, the problem is that even Christian people today do plenty that is not out of God. Thus, they are outside of God, but rather from out of themselves as the source and the power and the intent. And where that is the case, what they are doing is going to pass away. Again, we have Christ in us, which means that we have all that which is in Christ. We have His power, His desires, His truth, His capability, His will, and so forth. In John 1:17, we see where all of those things outside of God will pass away, but not so for those who abide in Christ. John writes, and the world passeth away, and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. He that abideth in Christ abideth forever. Wow. Well, why? because they are in Christ. Knowing this, we have Christ in us. God wants us to abide in Christ, to draw from Christ all things that we are and all things that we need. Christ is our life that covers everything. Wow. Christ is our life that covers everything. Thus, instead of drawing upon our natural resources and using our natural man to live our life, we are to draw from Christ. Now, we are not going to do this unless we allow God to teach us. So, the why that God teaches us is not merely for information and direction. Oh, no. Yes. Now, yes, these things, they do help, and we must find out what God is doing in Scripture and so forth. But God wants more. God wants to teach us Christ, and the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truths, especially about ourselves, and into some experiences that we need to have. And God will often, my friend, allow us to try to live our lives on the basis of our natural man. We tend to do this without realizing it, but He will often allow this to prove to us the complete foolishness and folly of it. God may even allow us to crash and burn sometimes. Yes, He will. Why? So that we may see through experience the emptiness of our natural man. But more than that, so that we may be proved to ourself that is in Christ, that we are in Christ again. And all things are out from God. You know, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, when Paul said, all things are passed away, behold, all things are new. Wow, yeah. He was stating a finished fact. All things have become new. But then God will prove it to us. It's a finished fact, but then God will prove it to us if we are open to the truth. We must still be brought into this finished truth, and we'll need to discover all that we need is in Christ and what it means to abide in Him. For all things is from out of God. Okay, now we understand this. We can now tackle what does it mean to abide in Christ. Well, it means to live from out of Christ as our source. But we survive, we exist, we take our very life from Christ. It means that if we are really joined to the Lord and are one spirit with Him, that we must, by faith, live in Him and draw from Him all that we need. We are already joined to Him. Now believe it and see it and live like it. Christ is to be our life, to function as if He is our life, and speak to what it says really means to abide in Him. Again, He is the vine and we are the branches. Wow. To abide in Christ as a branch means to abide in that vine, especially that. And what it means to enter into His rest by faith. Wow. Now, know it, believe it, so live it. It means that I know it is finished, and now I am going to turn and live my life like it is finished. Jesus on the cross said, it is finished. Wow. Know it, believe it, and live it. There is nothing I need or I can do to make things happen in my life. It is not a matter of getting God to do something for me, but it is a matter of seeing who Christ is and surrendering myself to Him as the Lord of my life. Wow. Let me say that again. This is so powerful. It's not a matter of getting God to do things for me. Oh, give me a blessing, give me a blessing. But it is a matter of seeing who Christ is. We're in Christ, and then surrender ourselves to Him as the Lord of our life. Know it, believe it, and now live it. Amen? This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have a tremendous week, and that you're enjoying these teachings, and that you will know it, and that you will believe it, and then you will live it. You will live in Christ and out from Christ as our source. Amen? God bless. We will talk to you next week. Have a great week. God bless. Bye.